And that's mostly just like a logical next step or in the progression or whatever. Like dream big, dream like whoever, who would you want? It would be if we could book Oprah, that I would shit my pants.
Yeah. Don't do it while she's there. Like, you know, do it before.
Right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Or, you know, yeah. I guess you do you.
For the scat episode. Yeah,
yeah. For Big Fatty's Shart Week. Yeah, right.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It would be, if we could book Big Fatty, I would shit my pants.
Yeah.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3589 of BFO for Monday the 8th. Of November 2021, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about the weekend, and y'all, there was a lot of fucking going on 9 months ago. Be ready. Supas Big Fatty Super Duper. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're supas today because, y'all, I'm telling you, it has been soup weather. The rat called it out. Official soup weather. And, y'all, it's true. And, y'all, Big Fatty even made some soup, and I'll tell you all about that right after we do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta say, now, y'all, before I get into the celebrations of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, over the next 10 days, starting Sunday, yesterday, as you're listening to this, y'all, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. 22 celebrations of exiting the birth canal over the next 10 days. Big Fatty! And y'all, that just corresponds to 9 months prior to now is right around VD week. So, Big Fatty, love springs into the baby making. It's true. So, but y'all, today, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, chew, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, one, a fairly new to Big Fatty listener. He may have been listening for years, I say. But y'all, he de-lurked a couple of years ago. Y'all, he and his husband, Shy Tom, y'all, they like to go out to the Palm Springs, and they used to like to go on the cruises with the Atlantis. And y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Randy in the Penislavania. Big Randy, we love Randy in the Penislavania. Do you know where he's from? I do not. Anyway, and y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he is the Karl Lagerfeld of Pride 48. He is the better half of a very impotent couple down there in Tampa. Y'all, I've met him several times at the G'days. It is Mr. Karl Lagerfeld himself. Y'all, it is Lover Man, Big Betty, that's Guru Nudie's better half, it's true. We love Karl Lagerfeld, it's true. But y'all, if you see Karl Lagerfeld or Randy in the Penis Slivania on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday early because we were going to the fire. We were going to the fair, and y'all, Granny came by, and the Nip and I, we drove out to Durwood's house, and he and Ryan were there, and y'all, we all piled in to the Durwood Mobile, and we were off to the Coastal Carolina Fire. Yeah, Gussie, and y'all, we all headed out, and Granny had pre-purchased his ticket, didn't even ask any of the rest of us if he could get one for us. So anyway, y'all, we were able. Granny was going to give us directions to the nearest. Y'all, it's a convenience store. It's not the Speedway, but it's a convenience store here in town, the Circle K. And y'all, he was trying to talk to Siri to figure it out. Y'all, we went exactly the opposite way that we needed to do. But anyway, we got our tickets ahead of time, and that way we didn't have to stand in the line to purchase our tickets. And y'all, basically, we just go to walk around and to eat and to check out the hot carnies. Big Betty, is that like chili con carne? Well, some of them were chili con carne, but and then eat some more. And so y'all, we did that. Y'all, Big Fatty, you know, Bjorn used to do the Tejas State Fair fried food report for us, but y'all, he's moved out there to the San Francisco, Big Betty, or somewhere out there in the California, so we don't get those reports anymore. But y'all, Big Fatty started off with y'all, with the Fisk fries. The Fisk fries. Y'all, it's the freshly made French fried potatoes, and they have the vinegar you can squirt on them, and they're good and salty and hot. Y'all, they're just lovely. And, y'all, then the next thing that I had was they have the roasted coon on the cob, and so y'all, I had an ear of that, and then the last thing, y'all, this was something that they probably had these before, but I had never tried them. Y'all, it's like a homemade, it's like it's a potato spiral. It's not curly fries, but it's continuous, and it's real thin. And so, it fries up like chips, but then they put stuff on top of it. And Big Fatty, you ran out of music. I did. Y'all, I got mine with the jalapenos and the cheese sauce and the bafran. Durwood got some with the, Philly cheesesteak toppings. It had the peppers and onions and the cheese and then some steak that was cooking on the grill right there. Y'all, they were both real good. Granny had some French fried potatoes. You actually had two things of French fried potatoes, and he got a big old thing of the fresh squeezed lemonade. But y'all, it was so cold. Y'all, it was so cold at the fair. And of course, the Nip and Ryan. Oh, we don't need a jacket. I've got on a heavy shirt and a undershirt underneath that. And y'all, by the end of the evening, they were frigid. Big Fatty, you mean cold, not frigid. Well, that too. And But Granny got that fresh squeezed lemonade. Y'all, there had to have been a pound of sugar in it. But y'all, it was so cold, and his hands were so cold, he had to hold it in the crook of his arm. But he shared some of it, and y'all, it was good. It was good. And Durwood had had some. He likes to get the teriyaki chicken on the skewers and the egg roll with that. And then he also got something. It was the Cajun shrimp cooked right there in front of you, and it was on top of French fried potatoes, and it had mushrooms and jalapenos on it. And y'all, it looked real good. The Nep had a pulled pork barbecue sandwich. He said it was real good, but y'all, the only reason he got it is because it was the cute chicken boy that was at the counter. And so he had a chicken provided pulled pork. Beh, that is vulgar. And Ryan had alligator bites, and he kind of ate off of everyone else's stuff. And y'all, I didn't want no alligator bites. And y'all, Mr. Pickle, and a friend of his, they came out a little bit later. We saw them for a little while. Y'all, you know, those young ones, they like to ride those rickety rides, so they were riding the rides and everything, and we just saw them for a few minutes and checked in, and then they were off doing their thing. Y'all, then on the way home, Durwood always stops by the smokehouse and picks up a couple of the smoked turkey legs and some barbecue ribs that are cooked there. And y'all, all in all, it was a good night, but y'all, it was cold. We were all so cold. But a good time was had by all. Y'all, then on Friday, I'm trying to think what I did on Friday. Oh, I know what I did. Y'all, I brought up the crema decorations onto the back porch from the little storage area right beside, as part of my carport here at the Fat Villa. So they were all in their plastic containers. Y'all, they were predicting rain. Y'all, the wind was blowing. It was cold. It's been cold here, and I know it's colder, you know, Mr. Cackle. Oh, you don't know cold. For here, it's cold. And, but anyway, did all that. Y'all, then I prepared our supper for Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, we had Granny, and we had Durwood, and we had Orion, and young Nicholas. He was running a little late because he was at work. We had the Nip and me, and y'all, young Jonathan was here too. Y'all, I had to go by and pick him up. y'all, he broke his phone, so he hadn't been able to get in touch with anybody, but he sent some kind of message to young Nicholas on that snap talk or something like that. And so I went by and picked him up, and y'all, we just had a lovely evening. I had homemade turkey vegetable soup, and I had made some yellow rice to put in the bowl in case people were watching their cobs. You put that in your bowl and then put the soup over it. Had a garden salad, and y'all, I took some sourdough bread that I had gotten at the Von's East, and y'all, I cooked up some Bayfran, and I had some cheddar cheese and bacon toasted sandwiches, and I had some what are those called? That's called the pepper jack and bacon toasted sandwich, and y'all, then I cut them in half. And y'all, it was just real good. Everybody seemed to enjoy it. And then for dessert, we had the I mentioned that I had gotten that apple cobbler, and y'all, it was delicious. It really was delicious. And Y'all, everybody headed on home, and then on Saturday, young Nicholas came over. Oh, let me just back up a second. Y'all, Friday night, y'all, they got into the eggnog. It has officially started. And, you know, you don't just have the eggnog. You have the Maker's Mark flavoring to go in there. And the eggnog, and then you put the aerosol whipped cream on top and a little nutmeg. And, y'all, it just goes down real smooth. And then Saturday, young Nicholas came over, and, y'all, we put up the crema tree. Y'all, it looks absolutely magnificent. Young Nicholas outdid himself once again, y'all, and we put up some other decorations around the villa here. Y'all got the naughty tree put up. Y'all, this is the socially acceptable naughty tree, because I have family coming in this weekend, so I'm not going to make it the vulgar naughty tree yet. But anyway, it's all set up. And. And then what else did we do? The Nip came by after we had invited him to come help us, but he came by after we were about done. He goes, "Y'all work fast." I said, "Thank you for calling." But y'all, we did not put up the outdoor decorations, because y'all, all day Saturday, it rained and rained. Y'all, I couldn't even get out for a nipple walk. I mean, I would go say, "Okay, well, I think it's probably let up by now," and I'd go outside, rain. And the wind was blowing, y'all, it just cut right through you. It would cut right through you. And anyway, it was definitely a soup night on Friday night. And y'all, Ryan and the Nip had invited Ryan to stop by. Y'all, he moved into his new condominium, but he stopped by for a little while, and a surprise guest. Young Nicholas, he took off after a while. But anyway, Durwood stopped by. He texted me and said, "Mind if I stop by for a glass of wine?" I said, "Thank you for calling." And so he came by. And then the three of them, the Nip and Ryan and Durwood, y'all, they went to see a drag show. It's supposedly a mixed crowd bar, but y'all, it's I don't know. It's a little shady to me, so I did not go. I had no interest in going. And so I stayed here and kind of tweaked the decorations, watched a little bit of the Atlanta Braves celebration parade. They did a repeat of that. And y'all, I'm going to have to tell the rest of the weekend tomorrow. Oh, dear. I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, I had my youngest brother here last week, and my middle brother comes in for Old Coal Miners Week at the coal mine. He'll be here on Wednesday. We're going to go to supper that evening. He'll stay with me that night. And y'all, he just told me today he's going to get a motel for the rest of the weekend. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Gayish, and we're in the holiday season. Mike and Kyle, what's on your crema list?
It'd be, if we could book Big Fatty, I would shit my pants.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm available. I'll have my people get in touch with your people, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.